Test 71, Section 2, Question 20. So, this one, we're looking to resolve the paradox. And it says, when adjusted for inflation, the income earned from wool sales by a certain family grew substantially during 40 to 60. So, basically, wool sales went up. This is because the price of wool sold on the international market was higher than the price paid on the domestic, and the percentage and amount of its wool that they sold internationally increased dramatically during that period. So international price was better than domestic, so they sold more and a higher percentage on the international market. But even though the family generated more income from selling their wool, they failed to enjoy a commensurate increase in prosperity. So they are making a lot more off of their wool, but they didn't get a boost in overall prosperity. So we want to know, why didn't they get a boost in prosperity even though their wool is making a lot more? So we have to explain that. So at the end of the 80s, prices in general in Australia rose more rapidly than did wholesale price. Well, that's the end of the 1800s, and we want to know 40 to 60, which isn't really the end, that's the middle. B, the prices of wool sold to domestic markets by Australian sheep farmers decreased dramatically. Well, but we know that their income went up, so it doesn't matter if the prices of wool sold to domestic markets decreased, because we know this family's wool sales went up. The international and domestic prices for mutton, sheepskin, and certain other products produced by all Australian sheep farmers fell sharply. I said maybe, because that could say why their overall prosperity didn't go up. Maybe that all that the increased price of wool did was offset losses to the other sheep-based products. D, competition in wool sales increased during the period, leaving Australian wool producers in a less favorable position than previously. Yeah, but we know for sure that this family earned more from wool sales. So they had more money from wool sales. So the competition, it doesn't matter whether it left them in a less favorable position. Among Australian sheep farmers, the percentage who made their living exclusively from international wool sales increased greatly. But that doesn't really tell us anything about this particular family. And so, therefore, C is the only one that would, because that would explain why this family didn't end up better off, because all their non-wool sheep-based products went down. And so, therefore, C is our best answer.